Does the idea of self-care overwhelm you? Does it seem like it would just be too hard? There's no way you could fit it into your very busy day? I remember feeling that way too. So today I'm going to offer to you three secrets that will help you to hack your self-care and create much more peace and fulfillment in your heart and your home right away.
Is your family a success?
Is there even a measure for family success?
We think there is, and with a 20-year track record of success, we're going to show you how to bless your family with success in your health, relationships, and finances. I'm Steve Keene.
And I'm Katie Keene, and along with some awesome guests, we are going to give you our secrets to family success. Welcome to Family Success Secrets.
I remember years ago, I had three really little kids. I hadn't had my last two yet, and I remember how busy I was. And we were always at therapy, we were running to preschool, we were, I was constantly cooking, going to health appointments. You know, we had so many different things on our plate. My husband worked long hours, and he was with the military, so we weren't in charge of what those hours were like. And I just didn't understand at the time the value of taking care of myself. Without knowing it, as I look back and I reflect on what that time in my life was like, I actually was a workaholic in my own home. And that is a tendency that I have to really battle, that I finally discovered about myself. And I'm so glad that I did, because now I've been able to find more freedom from that. But at the time, I really believed that that sacrifice was necessary, to a large part because of the children's extra needs, because of the different demands on our daily life, with the working hours that Steve had to maintain and the needs that needed to be met with the children medically. It really was, to a large part, required. But if I had actually seen the value in placing myself into the equation as an equal part of who also needed to be cared for, that it wasn't just the children and our home and our homeschool and Steve, who never demanded anything from me, but was so supportive. However, I always wanted to give him time too, you know? And if I had realized the value of putting myself into the equation, I think I really would have been able to have had more joyful times and many more heartfelt connections. And I believe that I missed out on those because of my inability to see clearly, because of my inability to slow down and actually fill myself up. And it caused me to have a lack of peace. I always felt exhausted. I would drop into bed at night, just completely unable to remember what I had done that day. Nothing on my to-do list, for the most part, was checked off. And yet I knew I had been on my feet all day long, and I never stopped working, and I hadn't done anything really for myself, except to feed myself. And so if I could go back and talk to myself, which I really wish I could do, I would offer myself three little tips. Something quick, because I was so busy back then. Anything much would have been hard to implement, but hopefully these little tips will help you as well. I would tell myself that every day I just needed to set the timer for 20 minutes, let the kids listen to an audiobook. If some of them were napping, try to time the actual timing in my day for the older kids to listen to books or color or do something quietly. We usually did attempt to have a quiet room time during our homeschool day when they were younger. And I would want that 20 minutes of quiet for myself not to be working. Back then, whenever the kids would rest, for the most part, I spent the time trying to quickly clean up the mess that was left in the house, figure out what was next on my to-do list that I may or may not have touched for the day, and prepare for the next stage of the day. But if I could tell myself one tip, 20 minutes needed to be spent on me. I needed to have a notebook, a pen, and I needed to be able to just lay down or close my eyes even if I was sitting up, and really keep them closed unless I was writing. This, in fact, would have helped my heart rate lower, which would have helped my body be better prepared for the next phase of the day. It would have also helped blood pressure to go down. If you're somebody who has a blood pressure issue, that is something that you actually can help with relaxation to a degree. And I would have been able to start cutting through the clutter in my head I would have been able to, this happens to me even today, when I sit down and I'm really intentional about resting, the most important things pop to mind. So that's why I would tell myself to make sure I had a pen and paper. And unless I was writing, to try to keep my eyes closed so there weren't as many distractions. Because for me, if I have my eyes open and I'm alert, I will notice all the things that need to be done. And that's not the state that I would recommend myself or to you to be in. Just close yourself off to the world. It's only 20 minutes. The next thing, the second thing that I would tell myself is that while I'm sitting there for those 20 minutes every day, to try to listen quietly to myself, to spend some time in prayer as well, that I would be able to hear more clearly from Jesus during that time, and that I would be able to hear my own heart more clearly, and that I would have been able to sense real priorities with much more clarity if I would just take those 20 minutes to myself. I would also have been able to listen for when I could say no much more often. And no is one of our biggest protectors in our busy lives as moms and dads. And as parents who are pouring into raising a family that we want to have strong foundations under, we need to be able to say no to every outside influence that isn't beneficial to our season where we're focused on our family. And I would have been able to hear where I needed to say no much more often had I just sat down quietly for those 20 minutes a day. And in that time, I would also tell myself to please think of what would bring me joy. So the third tip that I would give to myself would be that once I have actually created a list of things that bring me joy, I would really recommend that I simply try to do one of them every day. And it didn't need to take a lot of time. It could be while the kids are in bed at night, before, you know, I was to have had time to hang out with Steve, for example. But just something as an incentive that would allow me to have this excitement and focus and drive on completing the things that I must do. Because I know when I set goals for myself and when I set some sort of thing that excites me into wanting to create momentum, then I actually prioritize better. I stay more motivated and I'm able to more clearly say no to the things that aren't as important and yes to the things that matter to move me forward to my goal. So each of us sort of has a little kid inside, you know, every mom is still a little bit of that little girl that she used to be. And so thinking of the things that give joy and then trying to allow those to help pull us along, you know, be a little bit of an engine for us, can be such a positive way to help us see what needs to be done and to give us something to really just look forward to and to have as a reward. So I hope that these tips are helpful for you. I really do wish that I could reach back into the past and tell them to myself, but I know them now and I see the power and impact that this simple practice has on my life and how much clarity it's given me to be able to currently navigate properly this season of my life with my family and my children. If you have enjoyed this episode, I'd really be so grateful that if you consider sharing it. There are so many moms out there who just aren't sure what to do and they feel exhausted and they feel run down and, you know, maybe even on the brink of burnout. And I have been there myself a couple of times. And so if you think of anybody who's on your heart, please do share this episode. Not only will that help your friend, but it will also help our show. So we would be very, very honored if you would consider doing that. And if you'd like to find us online, there is a link in the description that you can go ahead and connect with us. We'd absolutely love to hear from you. All right, friends, I will talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening and spending time with us today. If you know anyone who could benefit from this podcast, we would be honored if you would share it. Please rate, review, subscribe, and download.
Head over to podcast.familysuccesssecrets.com to have a top-rated family success secret sent straight to your inbox. We look forward to spending time with you again next week during our next episode. See you then.
Bye, everyone.